The real BS show. This ugly weather.
June is as cold as December. June is as cold as December. Here comes June, a vision of love. Like a sweet caress. Every boy she meets, she sets his heart aglow. They think she's the answer to their dreams, but they don't know. June is as cold as December.
There we go, Bill.
I don't know. This December is awful.
Yeah.
It's just cold and snowy and icy and car accidents everywhere. I mean, geez, it's just crazy. I don't know. I've had enough. Whew.
Yeah. It's been a pretty wicked cold winter.
Yeah. Ugly.
Some terrible negative temperatures, and the wind chill was down to negative 20 at one point.
Yeah. I got up the other morning. It was zero.
Yeah.
Zero. I said, wait a minute. That's January weather, not beginning of December. Holy smokes.
Right.
Jeez. Terrible. Just awful. I can't. I don't know why it affected me so much. Maybe because I'm getting older, but I
right.
just. I was out yesterday for 3 hours plowing the driveway. Freeze to death. I spent $40 on a pair of gloves and cold. My hands froze.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'd take them back.
Whew. You had to use the leather gloves I gave you, the rawhide ones?
I don't know what I did. I forgot. But, boy, I finally just put the tractor away and called it a day.
That's the thing for me is, you know, I use rawhide gloves for hunting, and mine were soaking wet. And so when I put them on, they were, you know, soaking wet.
Instant freeze.
And I was like, I better just leave them off. And it's not fun when you have to be out there in the cold and, you know,
just awful.
June is as cold as December, so.
June? I don't know. Give me June. I'll take that before it would December.
I think that was not the comment on the month. It was about a woman named June.
Probably his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible. I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. How do I get through? We got 3 more months to go yet.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You never know what March might bring.
Well, they say next weekend it's supposed to get up to 50. So
it's a heat wave.
Holy cow. I'm ready for that. But then it's going to, you know, Christmas Day, it's going to go right back down to 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
ugly.
Who knows what? I think in July or January and January and February, it's probably going to be the coldest months.
Always is.
Yeah. You know, there's been some years where it warmed up a little bit, and that was kind of nice some ways.
You know, past few years, it gets fairly decent into February. And I know I split a lot of wood during them, but I ain't split nothing now. I mean, everything's buried, completely buried in the snow. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
But
you're seeing, like you said earlier, that you were seeing rabbits and deer running around, and you're sitting there thinking, how do they survive in
that? How in the world are they living through this?
They do, though. They struggle through it. Makes you think, you know, especially cottontail rabbits. They're native to North America. They don't dig burrows. They might use a burrow of another animal, but most of the time they're just hiding in the brush.
Yeah, hiding underneath the trees, brush.
Isn't that crazy, though? Think about them. They're like, that's cold.
Yeah.
Above ground, you know? If you go below ground.
They got rabbit fur coats, you know?
Yeah.
Their coats made out of rabbit fur.
Yeah. But that's pretty hardcore, you know?
What are they eating?
Are
they eating ice? I mean, snow?
Yeah, they're eating the grass under the snow. They'll dig for it.
Wow. Terrible.
They're cute little buggers, though, I'll tell you that, you know?
Yeah, especially when they're all furried up like that.
Yeah.
You know, But I'll tell you what, well, even the birds, you know, I still see a lot of birds out there. How in the world are they flying around in this cold weather? It's snowing like crazy and they're out there flying around.
Yeah, you think a lot of them would just go fly south, but I found out, I'm 42 years old and found out recently that I thought cardinals always went south. They don't. They stay.
Cardinals? No, they're out there.
That's crazy. I seen one in the woods a couple days ago, and I was like, wait a second here. Aren't they supposed to fly south? I thought we thought that cardinal was a sign of spring.
You don't see any robins out there.
No.
They got more brains than the cardinals.
Yeah. Except for they try building a nest on my back porch. That don't work too well.
Well, that's where they were last year, so they want to go back.
Well, I prevented it. Ooh. I moved their nest before they put any eggs. Now they're a special kind of bird. I tell you that they're goofy. One year I accidentally let them build a nest there, and thought, what harm could it be? And then they pooped everywhere, and then fireworks went off from the French. What was it? The In City fireworks, and they just it's the mother bird or father bird were hitting the metal roof on the ceiling there, just going bam, 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 because they couldn't know where to go because the fireworks were going off. And I thought, oh, that's not good. So, who knows?
I tell you. I don't know. I tried writing to my congressman, but that didn't do any good.
Yeah, you're like, I want more global warming.
Yeah, I should get rid of this friggin' cold weather.
Ooh. Yeah, some people, that's like, that's a threat, to us. It's like, well, you're saying that our winters would be mild, be warmer? I mean...
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm joking. Whatever. But no, I also even saw the weather down in Florida. It was at some points down in the 30s down there. So even Florida's getting hit by it.
Yeah, up north there in Jacksonville and then places, Tallahassee even.
Yeah, my brother was telling me about it. And I was like, you moved there and you got some snow. That's kind of funny. Trying to get away from it.
I remember in Alabama, boy, when it snowed. I mean, just a light dusting of snow and they shut everything down.
Yeah.
What a mess. I mean, it just...
And a lot of people don't have...
People freak out, I'm telling you.
A lot of people there don't have winter coats either, really.
Yeah, right. Oof.
Yeah.
But anyways... Let's play some of these bands that you dug up here. They had some pretty nasty history about them.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't get along for nothing. That first one was the Everly Brothers.
Right.
And I remember when the one Everly brother come out on stage and just took a guitar and smashed it.
Yeah.
And walked off. He said, "That's it, I'm done."
Yeah, didn't he talk to him for 10 years?
You got everything going in the world for you, and you get mad about what?
Yeah.
You know, something stupid?
Right.
Jeez. Same way with, I think, Bread was one of them.
Yeah.
They couldn't even be in the same room with each other.
Right.
What the heck? And what was that other? John Sebastian and...
Loving Spoonful.
Yeah, Loving Spoonful.
Yeah.
I mean, that was all the record companies. Well, all of them, the record companies try to steal everything from them. So
in some ways, it's good
that
the
all their royalties and everything. They just, you know, these young kids, they just sign anything and boom.
Right. With going back to Everly Brothers, didn't they, after the, you know, the one brother did that on stage with the guitar, they didn't speak to each other for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Same way with Brad. They went 20, 30 years or whatever until they all started. The one guy died, band member died, and the lead singer guy, he didn't even go to the funeral. He didn't send any flowers, nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just totally ignored him.
Hmm.
So, I mean, right to their very end. I think there's only a couple of them left.
Right.
But, yeah, they just, some of these pretty famous bands that just couldn't make it, you know. They just, and it seemed like they had everything in the world going their way, you know. They were just doing great, but boom. Just stupidity, really.
Right. Hey, in some ways with the modern music is you don't even need record companies anymore to get famous and rich, you know. I think that's an outdated model now. Is
don't sign anything.
Yeah. You don't need a record company to record music. You don't need a record company to tour. You don't need a record company to make media for your music. You can do that all yourself. It's just nowadays it's easier to have a record company because they can set up the touring and everything for you without you worrying about it. So I see the benefit of both. I mean, there's at the time, yeah, they were a lot of the record companies were screwing over artists. I mean, everybody had their hand out, but they still made bank, you know. I mean, Elvis wasn't poor, but he had 50% of his royalties to his manager, so that's pretty messed up, you know.
Yeah, it's you know. Well, Bread and Loving Spoonful, I mean, they just totally disintegrated.
Right.
I mean, just they're playing drums for $50 a night, you know.
Jeez.
After washing dishes all day.
Right.
Jeez.
Well, they had to make their bread, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's play a couple more songs, whatever you
got
lined up there.
Scars, love wounds, and Mars in any heart, not tough nor strong enough to take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain. Love is like a cloud, holds a lot of
thank you. hide my pride, and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes.
Probably their best song.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Everly Brothers. Now, I brought up the band called Bread.
Yeah.
Which it was really some really poor guys. I mean, they were nothing. And
right.
All of a sudden, somebody heard their recording or whatever they made. And boom, they just hit. And they were only probably... 3 years, maybe. And
right, right.
3 years, and they fell apart like crazy. I mean,
right.
They just got to fighting with each other and arguing with each other. And,
right.
And they signed away all the royalties and everything else. I mean, it just, whatever bad could happen to a band, it happened to them. And
right.
They crashed and burned in about 3 years.
It's pretty crazy, though, how many songs they output in those 3 years. They just pumped songs out.
Well, that's because the record companies, you know, you sign a contract and right away they want like 4 or 5 or 6, whatever, you know.
The albums, yeah.
They'll say, well, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. And it just drives them nuts.
Right.
But talented, though. Really talented bunch, but they just... They couldn't be in the same room with each other. They just fought about everything. Money, you know, just everything. Right. Everything about what they were doing and everything. They just fought. And just blew them right apart.
I do think, you know, when you're around people that maybe have strong personalities, it becomes difficult when you're touring with them every single day, you're recording with them all the time, and you're with them around all the time. I'm sure that can probably get annoying, as if any marriage has their troubles, you know? So in some ways, all these bands we got here, they all broke up in a nasty way.
Yeah.
But how about the bands that survived and kept on going on and on for all these years? How they do it? That's what I'm wondering.
We should dive into that and see what made them stick together.
Because there had to be something that they did that was different. Maybe they just, I don't know, they agreed to disagree and just move on. But some of these bands, they really couldn't be around each other anymore. And was it drugs, alcohol, or...
It's all of that.
It's something. Something's going on there. There's some really strong personalities. And, you know, there's bands from my generation that I listen to, and they got into some nasty arguments. I don't even have to mention the names, because this is a common theme. They'd get arguing over who had writing rights to songs, because they would all write the music together, but one would write the lyrics, and then that guy would claim all the rights to the songs, and he'd get all the royalties, and the other ones didn't, and they would have to sue him. Like, hey, we wrote music for that. You know, we did made our parts for the music, and so that gets bad blood in everything. So I don't know. I'm curious what makes things work.
Fighting over money and over everything. Just everything.
Right.
And not all bands did that, but you'd be shocked and surprised at the number that did. And pretty much all these bands disappear. they just disappear.
Right. Another one that I kind of sometimes dive into, this is like another topic, we could even do another show, was where band members that used to be part of the band before the band became famous, but in a lot of ways helped that band be... bless you.
Brother, would you do that?
That band member helped the band become famous, but they quit right before they got famous. And think about that person, how bad, they're probably kicking themselves thinking, if I just stayed around it for a few more months, I could have... been riding the wave of money and fame.
Well, it's all about money and fame.
Right. But to me, that's amazing. You find there's a lot of bands where the band member left or, quit, got tired of it, went back to the real world and worked a real job, quote-unquote real job, and then all of a sudden the band became famous. Imagine that, working 9 to 5 and seeing the band you just were in become super famous and have all these hits and mansions and cars and girls and you name it. I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Hey, that's life.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Right. But no, we got some bread up ahead. How about that?
All right.
I'm not trying to rhyme, but
I'm not hungry at all, but let's hear some bread.
All right.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction like a guiding light to help me my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying. beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by. Then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'm gonna want you. Baby, I'm gonna need you. Oh, it took so long to find you, baby. Baby, I'm gonna want you. Baby, I'm gonna need you. You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew. Head with you, and I would give anything I own. Give up my life, my heart, my home. I would give everything I own just to have you back again. You taught me how. What it's all. You never said too much, but still you showed the way. And I knew from watching you. Nobody else could ever know the part of me that can't let go. Is there someone you know you're loving them so, but taking them all for granted? You may lose them one day. Someone takes them away, and they don't hear the words you long to say. Just to touch you once again. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And when my love for life is running dry, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out. Then you and I would simply fly away.
Bread show. I'm joking. This is a real BS show.
Bread. Yeah. Bread's not good for you.
No.
Well, at least the white bread. Yeah. You get it there.
I do like some rye or
Walmart. Yeah, rye and other kinds are okay.
There's some good honey wheat out there.
It's a pretty nasty white
sourdough. Bread. Sourdough is very good.
Yeah, that's I heard that too. Yeah.
I tried making, you know, when you make sourdough bread, this is not like a cooking show or anything, but I did try experimenting with doing sourdough bread. And one of the hardest things about sourdough bread is you have to keep the culture alive, man. You have to keep that dough and keep on working on it because otherwise it goes bad. And, you know, it's like a little child. And, you know, my son's raised up and I am a busy person when I'm working. And there's days where I forgot to manage it and I had to cancel that project. But it was really good when, you know, I made the sourdough bread. Boy, it was delicious. It's, you know, fresh and every day, but I'm like, that's too much bread. I don't eat that much bread.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know much about it. My cooking skills are about zero.
Well, it's all, you can read it online. That's the beauty of the internet, man. You can find any recipe online and try it out. Make it your own. Yeah. You know, I made Hungarian goulash. I didn't even use my grandparents' recipe. They weren't Hungarian. They were German Jews from what now is northern Serbia, but we had a version of Hungarian goulash, and I couldn't remember the recipe, so I looked online for that Hungarian goulash, and it turned out great. I just used venison instead of beef, but oh gosh, it was so delicious. Everybody ate it for the hunting camp, you know, it was gone super quick. And it's a very simple recipe, you know, it's potatoes, not noodles, and you know, it's you cut up the veggies and boom, you know. But I like messing around with those kind of old recipes online. You can find so much, you know. But we got some more bread. How about that?
More bread?
More bread.
You know, rye bread? I like rye bread.
Never let your love go. And the other one is make it with you. These are a lot of love songs about people that broke up.
And they hated each other.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you have someone that's been divorced like 16 times giving you marriage advice, you should maybe listen to some of it, you know? They may have some experience you don't. You never know.
Well, just don't get married.
There we go.
You don't need any advice.
We should change the name of the show, Two Divorced Men.
Two old guys.
Yeah. It is there was a study.
Well, you're not that old.
Well, I'm getting there, Bill.
Yeah, you're catching up to me.
I'm getting some white hairs in my beard, my bread. There was a study done that divorce usually happens before major holidays. So a lot of people break up.
Don't have to buy any presents.
Yeah, they kind of cut the ties right before Christmas and Easter. And
take that mink coat back.
Yeah, get that PlayStation back or whatever. Yeah. But no, this is a common theme during before Christmas. You get a little, you know, there's a joy of Christmas and then after Christmas, you know, before and after, you know.
It's all over my head.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't hear too many breakups happening during Christmas, you know. So,
Well, let's, what do you got? Two more bread songs?
Two more bread songs.
Okay, let's do that.
Then we can do some Loving Spoonful. Again,
another disastrous band that just fell apart. And
again, a lot of love songs for bands that broke up really hardcore.
Well, that's what makes some money, I guess.
Love hurts, you know?
All right,
see ya. Oh, we'll be back.
Yeah.
There's a reason for the life that you did. And there's a pleasing that I know you can give. And I've been craving the love you've been saving, so baby, won't you give it to me? You're telling me no, no, no. You don't let your love go. I'm telling you yes, yes, yes. You really ought to be getting some happiness. I made a motion and it's out on the floor. And it's a notion that I'd love to explore. Cause I've been tasting the love you've been wasting. So baby, won't you give it to me? You're telling me no, no, no. You don't wanna let your love go. I'm telling you yes, yes, yes.
Make it with you.
so pretty.
Yeah, relaxing.
All right, well, let's jump over to John Sebastian and The Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah, what do you think?
Another disastrous band that didn't last but 3 years, I think.
How'd they break up?
Well, one of the guys was illegal alien, and he got in a drug problem or something, and he ran off to Canada.
And
hid up there someplace for a long time. I don't think they ever did catch him. But
wasn't he homeless for a while, too, for a bit?
Well, that whole band was. I mean, they were all dishwashers. They're from New York City. I didn't know. I thought they were from California, but they just fell apart.
I just remember the one guy that escaped. I think they found him later on that he was he for a while was like something around the lines. He was homeless for a bit, and he left for a bit. Okay, excuse me. It's just crazy. It's just the whole story is crazy. How they all went about, because this drummer died after only being a year in the band. Wow. The whole band's just interesting.
I don't know. You know, that hit me early.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I could care less.
Right.
You know, you one after another, they're all screwed up somehow.
Right.
So you work with them, try to make a pleasant day out of it, and most of the time you can't.
Right.
And it's just, you know, let's get this over with. You know, I want to get paid and go home.
Right.
And that was, you know, yeah, you're all wonderful. See you later.
Right.
And who cares, you know what?
Right.
Nobody cares. So.
Just the whole thing is just interesting. Yeah, he was arrested in the United States for a marijuana-related charge, and then he went back to Canada for a bit, and then they kicked him out. Yeah, he was also part of a band. He did do a reunion with John Sebastian. That's just crazy. That's just crazy. I don't know. That's the whole thing. The whole band thing is just, you know.
My suggestion is for those guys, just buy a drum machine.
Yeah, right.
You know, drummers.
You don't have to deal with all the drama.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you had some good drummers, though, in the past, you know. I mean.
Yeah, a few. It's just everybody showing off, that's all. Who cares?
Well, if you had that many things to bang, I think you would too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of fun sometimes.
Well, way back then, they didn't have drum machines
that
work like they do now.
No, they're pretty accurate nowadays.
Yeah.
You know?
You get pretty creative.
Yeah, you can pre-program them everything, you know? Or you can use what I do, so I do it the softer way.
Is that hydrogen?
Yeah, hydrogen's one way, and you can make them sound pretty close to real drums, and people won't know. The tell is you can add a little swing to them, so that way they're not on the same beat, and that's neat. Because then it throws it off. It sounds like a real drummer, you know, because a real drummer is not on every millisecond of a beat on. They're off a little bit here and there.
Drummers are like bass players. They make mistakes.
Yeah, that's okay, though. That makes it human. You know, you hear that. To be honest with you, you can hear like in good recordings, like the old recordings, like Led Zeppelin and other bands. You'll hear the squeaky of the spring on the bass drum. You'll hear it, that sound, and you can't get it out of your ear. When you hear bands in a studio and you don't hear that, that means they edited that out. And I think that's kind of wrong. I kind of like the authentic sound of that squeaky spring going. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's
all
just
right,
me.
Well, let's hear
Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah. Just Do you believe in magic?
I don't know. Sometimes I do. Yeah, there's some.
I believe in.
I like science.
Mistakes and stuff like that. Yeah. Accidents.
Yeah, there's accidents that happen.
Accidentally, it worked.
or as Bob Ross would say, there's no accidents, only happy accidents. You know, no mistakes.
Wow. Yeah. So, anyways, John Sebastian, he kept plugging along. He got out to California and hung out there for quite a while.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, bottom line, who cares?
Right. He's 81 know? Years old, still kicking.
He's still going, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's still performing, I guess. Yeah. I can't believe it.
He's got to eat, you know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's out there still playing. That's what I'm shocked by, because he was at Woodstock. He's 81 years old. He's doing session work. You know, he worked with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Keith Moon, Jimmy. Moon? Yeah, yeah, he's out there, you know, still
Keith
going.
Keith Moon's dead, though. He died quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
The Who's drummer.
Right.
Yeah. Nut job.
He was a children's books author, Sebastian. John Sebastian was. That's crazy.
Give anything a shot. Just make a couple bucks.
Wow. I don't know, it's just interesting to see that people are still kicking, you know, going out there performing.
Yeah.
You know, he was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Songwriters Hall of Fame. You know, three times he's been married.
Sebastian?
Yeah.
Sebastian?
Yeah, he's been married three times.
Huh.
Jeez. You know, I don't know.
Well, it just shows you how smart he is.
Yeah.
Not too smart. He screwed up twice, and now he's trying it again.
Put a ring on it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, we can all hope for something, Bill, and that's the warmer days, you know?
Oh,
Winter solstice is around the corner. So the 21st of December is the shortest day of the year, and we're approaching on it fast.
Well, next Friday, they say it's going to be 50 degrees.
Well, there you go.
Holy smokes.
Do you want to go to the beach? We could do a recording at the beach, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's all froze over.
Yeah. Winter solstice is, you know, less than 2 weeks away. So we're getting there. We're getting close.
Yeah.
You know.
What's that? That's the shortest day of the year?
That's correct. The least amount of sunlight.
It'll start getting brighter out.
Yeah, get a little bit brighter and, you know.
Yeah, that's weird. You know, you look outside and it's dark and it's, it's 4 o'clock or 4:30 or 5 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
It's totally noticeable while you're out there hunting because you don't want to really shoot anything after 4, even though you could hunt till 5 almost. Because if you do, by the time you start tracking it, it's going to be so dark you're going to need flashlights. And but during the summer, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night, the sun is still out. And that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to the sun, like where the equator is, I don't know if you've ever been that far south.
No.
It's totally different. Every day of the year, the sun rises at 6, sets at 6 p.m. It never changes.
Huh.
And so you imagine that's
never
a total...
Never thought of that.
It's a total different culture down there. Well, the reason the way they do things is they don't have to... They can have multiple growing seasons, so they don't have to struggle as we do up north. Up north, we have to bust our butts, you know, especially our ancestors that used to farm. They used to have to bust their butts all the time because you only had a short harvest season, and then you had to survive the rest of the winter. Where in the equator regions, you don't have to worry about that. So that's why they're more laid back down there.
Yeah.
And I do think that makes a difference in culture, you know?
Sure.
And so we're kind of struggling as our ancestors did up here.
Well, they're spoiled down there, and we're desperate up here.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine that, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., every single day, nice, beautiful weather. It rains at, like, probably 1 p.m. You know what's going on every single day. You know, I don't know. You don't see too many famines where there's jungle and wet, humid weather. So.
Okay, well, let's play John Sebastian's favorite tune, or biggest hit, I guess.
The one that really
made him some money, and then he...
Probably got sick of that song.
I mean, all these guys, they made money and then they blew it all.
Right.
You know, they came from poor backgrounds and they get all this money and they just blew it.
What do you do with it, you know?
Well, they go out and buy this and buy that.
I guess there is two different types of people that would go spending spree versus ones that just live the same way, and that takes two different people.
Well, there's a few of them that didn't go crazy, you know. They kind of was conservative with their money and all that, and but you don't hear about them, you know. They they kind of just
Keep low key,
melded off into the sunset.
It's kind of like people that win the jackpot. You know, when people that win the jackpot, most of them end up bankrupt by the end of it very quickly. Everyone comes out with their hand out saying, oh, I need some money or something. You know, not very few of them actually save the money. So that's a different subject someday.
Yeah, right.
Well.
Yeah, money, drugs, and
women.
Religion, I guess.
Women. I don't think religion.
Yeah, sex and drugs.
Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Bill.
Yeah, big deal. Yeah. I mean, what, you know,
big whoop.
Who's fooling who, you know?
Yeah, well,
just do what's right, work hard, and when your time comes, you just kick back and relax and try to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah,
you know, and
life's too short.
Yeah, and hang on to a few friends, and then you're good to go.
Before we go, I gotta say,
that's right. This is the last song.
This is the last song. Oh. One of the things is recently we reconnected with one of my dad's cousins, and the family has been scattered all over the United States and world. So it's been fun reconnecting them. But you know, he had the same mentality as you. You know that life is short, and you have to enjoy what you have while you have it, and work hard for it. You know, and he's 90 years old and still kicking, still living, going out and doing things. And gives me a little hope, you know, because on my father's side of the family, they live quite long. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It could be a bad thing. Because, you know, as you get older, more aches and pains happen.
Well, just eat right, live right, and try to take care of yourself a little bit. You might last.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, this is the last song, so we'll see you next week. And or whatever. Hopefully we didn't all freeze. And,
Well, this song should warm people up.
Yeah. What's the name of it?
Summer in the City.
Summer. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm just horrible.
We started off with freezing in December and end up with Summer in the City.
June is cold as December, and then we leave us off with Summer in the City because, you know. I'm taunting like that.
That's a way to leave it.
Well, your son Chris is in Arizona enjoying the heat there. So.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. I mean, and I don't blame him. Yeah. You know, I see now what he's, I never thought of it that way, but boy, it's terrible this year. Just terrible.
Yeah, you got to warn him to stay away from Lake Havasu. That's a dangerous place.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll figure it out. He never listened to me anyway.
Well,
so.
No, it's not about it. It's just, you know, it's a joke. That's all. That's nearby over there. It's a beautiful lake. So,
yeah. Okay, till next time. Here's your Summer in the City.
See ya.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Been down.
isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just by the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city. Summer in the city.